Today's daf is daf Samach Gimel, which is quite enough, and we're holding by the Halakha of Mishnah. Kunim yayin she'en itoim lishana, itabra shana asurba uibura. So if he asks himself for a year, the year is whatever it is. If it ends up being 13 months, then it's 13 months. But if he would have said shana achat, so then, of course, that would not be the case. Because remember that when you say shana achat, the meaning is that I can do this at any point that I want. In which case, if I wanted to, I could choose some other year that would only have 12 months. It's obviously not innate in my neder that I am mechuyev to take at this time, which is a year as defined by something external. I'm the one anyway who can define it. Since that's the case, even if I choose to do it this year, I also only have to do 12 months, because it's that tkufa of time that I'm referring to, and not necessarily to some external definition of a year. The Ran points out that even though I may be over on Balta Acher for putting it off, that's irrelevant, because the point is, in terms of the neder, I could certainly make up the neder, and it's therefore defines the lashon of the neder. But what I should have done isn't germane to the discussion. Ad Rosh Adar. Suppose it says until Rosh Chodesh Adar. He means Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon. Ad Sof Adar, he also means Ad Sof Adar HaRishon. So in other words, says the Gemara, you're telling me that Stama Adar always means Rishon. I'll talk about the gears of change when we finish. Alma Stama Da Adar Deka Omar Rishon. So in other words, you're telling me that Adar to people means Adar Rishon, but that's a very big machloket. It means that this is a stam mission like Rabbi Yehuda. Itanya Adar HaRishon. If you're writing a shtar, in Adar HaRishon, you have to write Adar Rishon. In Adar Sheni, you can write Adar Stam. That's Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in the opposite. If you're in Adar Rishon, you write Adar just stop. If you're in Adar Sheni, then you have to write Adar Tanini, which is Adar Sheni.
Didn't we see this somewhere?
And this would, I should hope so. We've been through Shas together.
Yeah, but there's no reference, and this is
odd.
Megillah.
Oh,
is that what it is?
So the question over here would be, if someone is writing a shtar, is it considered to be Ishtar Mugdam, if he writes Adar Stam? Because according to Rabbi Meir, Adar Stam is Mashma Adar Sheni. If he writes Adar Stam and Adar Rishon, he's written Ishtar Mugdam, which is possible. Because he's now going to be able to exercise a lien from an earlier time. According to Rabbi Hood, on the contrary, that would be the correct way to write it. Omra Abaye, Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir. It's not necessarily true. There could be a tremendous difference in a year which is defined up front, or a year that becomes Mu'beret. So it could very well be Hada Yada de Ma'abra Shata, Hada Lo Yada. It depends if the guy knew. That's the point. So, I mean, Vatanya, indeed, it's clear from the Braita that that's the case, because what? The Braita says, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, means Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon. When you say the words Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon, you're obviously talking about a leap year, right? In other words, it's a little bit silly. Okay. So you're talking about Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon. So then the Braisa continues to say, and if it was a leap year, that's Beret. So then when you said Rosh Chodesh Adar, you mean Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaShini. What are you trying to tell me? That Bichla the Reisha Lav Mu'beret Askin. What? The first part of the Braita that discussed Adar Rishon Adar Sheni was not talking about a leap year? So Shema, I mean, obviously the only way to understand the Braita is the question of whether you knew. Is it a year that was defined as a leap year up front? Shema, I mean, how the Pshita lay dema abra shata v'hadalo yada. So therefore, there certainly would be a difference between the two cases. And that's the idea. So it's possible to learn that in Achinami, everybody would be made, if the case is that you already know that it's a leap year, so that in Achinami, you refer to it the way Rabbi Yehuda would refer to it. So, there is another Girsa, as Rabbi Neha Vistori, I have to point out, not relying on my wanting to deal with it. The other Girsa has at the end, instead of saying Atsof Adar Rishon, it says Atsof Adar Hashini, which creates some problems in the Gemara. In other words, according to this, we would have to understand that the meaning Amastoma Da'ada Dekomar Rishonhu, which is not really the case, because you say Atsof Adar, then it means it's the end of Adar Hashini. Why is the Gemara jumping to the conclusion that that implies that you mean when you say Stam Adar, Adar Rishon, if the Mishnah is saying the Feresh till the end of Adar Sheni? So according to that Nusach, we would have to understand, says the Ran, that the meaning is that you view all of Adar as one extended month. You don't look at it as an Adar Sheni. If you say Adar Stam, you mean that entire period of a month. It's a little problematic. But there's a number of other drays that are necessary in order to fit in that lashon. The Iker Girsa, according to most, is the way that we have it. Zokter Eilakim Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Konim Yain She'eni To'em Archeya Pesach. Even though we said earlier in the Mishnah that there's a difference between a person who says Ad and Archeya, normally when we say Archeya, the addition of it will be means when it is ended, because otherwise you just would have said Ad Pesach. Says Rabbi Yehuda, there's also such a thing as an umdan as to what a guy is trying to do. And if he's using Pesach as a reference point for the end of a neder that has to do with drinking wine, don't you think that the idea is that he wants to be able to drink wine in the night of the Seder? That's why he's using Pesach. So in that case, even though he said Achiyah, lo nitkaven zel ad lel Pesach, achar sheder b'adam l'shtot yayin. Clearly, the guy doesn't mean that he wants to asser himself in the Seder. I mean, he's talking half a year before and he's using Pesach. He must be until Pesach. Meaning until Leil HaSeder. In order to be able to drink the Arba Kosot. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah earlier, spoke about Achilat Basar or Shtiyat Yayin right in the same Mishnah as the case of Ad HaPesach, Archiya Pesach. And there is a tzad to say that Mishnah is talking about the same case, which is the Pashtus. Now, this is what the Ran understands it. That Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Chachon. And that the Mishnah before indeed is saying that even if you said, I won't eat butts or I won't drink wine, Ad Shiehea Pesach means after Pesach. So even though the Rabbanan do agree on certain umdanot that are absolutely clear, they have to be clear from the immediate context. They can't be clear just from jumping to conclusions that a guy would like to drink wine at the Leil HaSeder. So there is a serious machlokas here about whether you can extrapolate from what you think people would be thinking, or you can only extrapolate an umdana from the context that is local and immediate. So Rabbi Yehuda is extending this umdana to include even from before you're thinking about, but I would like to drink out of Pesach, which is, I mean, the only thing that's making you think that is the use of Pesach as the end of the neder, which it could be the end for any a number of reasons. So there is, would be, according to that, there would be a machlokes. So lo nitkaven zel ad kederach bnei adam b'shtot yayin. Omar konim basar she'nitoi machiat tzom. A guy who talks about a reference to Yom HaKippurim and not eating meat, even though he said achiyah, the implications would be that eno osar ela ad lele tzom. What he's talking about is until Erev Yom Kippur, because that's when everybody eats meat. I mean, that eats to such an extent, everybody eats meat, that it's a special halacha that you have to inform people about Cheshash Zvotov Vepeno on that time. That's the period of the year that you're mechuyav to say, I shechted the mother, I shechted the child. Shelo nitkaven ze'ela atsha shederech bnei adam lechol basar. So that is until the Seuda of Erev Yom Kippur. And that's the time that everybody would have eaten. So even though Achi, hey, it's absurd to say he's using Yom Kippur as a reference, as Rabbi Yehuda, unless he bedafka meant that he wants to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And even though it uses the lashon of lele, which is strange, because lele should mean the night of Yom Kippur. But if you think about it, that's what Erev means. And Erev means the day before, the way we use it in the popular usage. Erev Yom Kippur means the day before Yom Kippur. Well, why is it Erev? Erev means the nighttime, the night leading into. You see that we use that word, and the Gemara throughout talks about Lele Shabbos is talking about Erev Shabbos.
Really?
Yeah, very often. Sure. The things that you do before Shabbos. So over here, says the Ran, it's the same thing. However, there are others, including the Mefarish here, who understands Lele literally, in which case he doesn't understand it to be referring to Yom Kippur. So, because obviously you don't eat the night of Yom Kippur, so he understands it the night before you have a fast on the next day, one of the day fasts, where normally a person eats the night before in order not to have a 24-hour fast.
Not specifically Yom Kippur.
Not specifically Yom Kippur.
Whatever the next fast would be.
But I think it's rather evident that Derech Bnei Adam Le'achol Basar is a reference to the same way of Derech Bnei Adam Lishtod Yayin. Certainly, the Pashtus is like the Ran, that it's a reference to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer. Now, the Ran points out that this may be even an extension of Rabbi Yehuda. It's very possible that Rabbi Yehuda even argues on Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer, Konim Shum Shani Toim, Achte Shabbat, Eno Asur Elad Lele Shabbat, Shalonit Kavin Zeh, Ach Asha Derech Mnei Adam, Lechol Bishum. So over there, since people, because of the Takanat Ezra, are supposed to be eating garlic as a love potion. Boy, oh boy, what a love potion. Well, it's not literally a love potion, but it's supposed to be good for sperm production. So if it, that's what's called shum. Shum is shame. Shame is people, new people. So the chiddush over here says the Ran is that even though Takanat Ezra is obviously not as nafut nor as important as eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is the chiyuv to eat kolam itaneh ba'asiri and his ochel ba'tshi'i, it's as if he was mizhanet tshi'i ba'asiri. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi holds even that's considered to be an umdana, which may well be that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with. Omer lechavera. So as you said earlier, a person wants his friend to be nene from him to take this for his child. Now over there we were mechalek between situations. We said in a case where that was the lav kalbana, in a case where somebody had constantly accepted gifts from the other party, and now he's saying, look, I'm not coming in anymore. Unless you accept something from me for your son's bar mitzvah or something like that. Yeah, so over there in Afinami, there's the tzad to say that that was meant very seriously. But this whole sugya we had earlier, how to distinguish between cases of Ayyubis Sarvimbo and so on. So the important point of our Mishnah is umdana. Not the question of the context, which right now we're not interested in, but the umdana of what was meant. So since over there the person is making the neder dependent on something that clearly has to do with his goodwill, with the interrelationship between them. An interrelationship is defined primarily by the way I feel about it. In other words, in the same way that I can tell you, this is what I feel is necessary. If you come to me and you discuss it with me, and you say, look, there's a reason on it, it's not good for my son. It's not that I don't want to take it from you, and so on and so forth. So then it's the equivalent, as far as I'm concerned, of it's having been done. Because obviously when I make the neder, it's not that I want specifically for this, but it's not important to me the act of your accepting for your son a bar mitzvah gift. What's important for me is what that implies. If I've already decided between the two of us that I'm fine with the way it is, so then harezeh yachola feret nidor shelo al pi chacham. You don't need a chacham to be matur that neder. Because you can still, look, the guy could say, what were you trying to achieve? You were trying to, this is an example, I mean, it could be other issues. But what were you trying to achieve? You were trying to achieve that there should be the covered, again, it's not talking about where he had accepted gifts and he's saying, Laf Kalban, but you were trying to achieve the covered, my covered, that we should have that gift. Zeu Kvodi. I feel this is even a greater covered for me. Your offer and my not accepting, would that be okay? Yeah, that's okay, fine. So then you don't need to be careful about that neder, you don't need to be matar al pichocha. Or in the other case, Omer lechavero, konim shadnenet li mi'in atabav notein levnikur shofitim shtei chaviyot shayayin. So again, depending on the circumstances, this could indeed be a case where a guy means it very much, in which he had been giving gifts to this other person. You know, this guy's kid was in Eretz Yisrael for 2 years, he's been eating by him every single day, and then his kid goes and visits the U.S., and the guy doesn't invite him for a meal. He says, that's it! This happens all the time, right? So he says, unless you're going to get my son in there, I'm not taking you in my house again. Okay? That case, Erachinami, is meant. But cases where a person is trying to establish some other relationship, so there too, you could say, so we may omer asurat shiite, you have to actually give it. Since in the end, it's really a question of how I feel, and that's what the netter is meant to express, so therefore you can say, I'm okay with it. And so it's as if I was already mekabel this thing. This, by the way, points to another very interesting interrelationship between the dinim of nedarim and the dinim of chet. We've seen this idea many, many. First of all, just in the fact of kol nidre that is said on Yom Kippur, but in the Yerushalmi we had a remarkable parallel that the Gemara draws between tzarech lifrot et achet. Do you have to mention what you did wrong on Yom Kippur, and do you have to be mefarek to a chacham what the netter is? It's amazing. It takes for granted that these two things are interrelated. This idea of a type of chet which is defined by the way I relate to it is fascinatingly expressed in the halacha in Yochas Tshuva, where you have to ask another guy mechila if he did something wrong to him, right? And the Rambam separates that out from the dinim of kapora, where he doesn't even mention that. That's not the issue. If you're talking about what a chet does in the world, it doesn't matter what another guy feels about it. If you're talking about getting mechila, you have to ask that person for mechila. Separate issue. There, the Rambam says, and again, that's the Gemara, that if you ask them for mechila correctly the three times, the sending people, the whole business, he's not mechila you, then he's the one who's chote. Now, you don't have to ask for mechila anymore. What is that supposed to mean? If it's a reality, then you have to deal with it, right? So you see that's the point. It's not a reality. The reality is the way people feel about it. If this person is taking something and making it a problem, that's his problem, it's not my problem. Very important, yes, so. But that exact same thing comes true here in the Dorim as well. It's not a function of what you do. Because obviously there's nothing innately important about you giving me food, my giving you food. The question is, what does it express? What does it say? That's true about Mechila as well. It's not that there's an Indian ask Mechila, go through. That's not the point. The Mechila is meant to be an expression of the issues of Ben Odom L'Chavero that have been impacted. But ultimately, all of those issues are questions of interrelationships. How do you feel about it? So if I'm doing what I can to change your feelings about it, and you're creating a problem in which a decent human being would say, okay, it's fine, so then you're creating a problem. Now you're the chote. Because that element of the chet indeed is defined by Harei Kivuyi Kabbalta, so to speak. So it's very much the same idea. Now, up until now, so the way that the Ran is learning, up until now, indeed, we're dealing with a machloket. The machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, and also Rabbi Yosef and Asher Rabbi Yehuda, about how far we would extend this halakha. This is the way the Ramban passed it. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosef, only like the Chachamim. So then, this part of the Mishnah, because of this, by the way, not all agree, because of the fact that the one Mishnah continues on into a halacha that nobody argues about, which is also based on umdana. So some understand that this is the dot of Kulayama, because it's a mission that lists umdana. Rabbi Yehuda is bringing an example. Rabbi Yosi Benosh Rabbi Yehuda is bringing an example. we said before the Mishnah about Ada Pesach, Achia Pesach, that wasn't referring to the other case of the Mishnah of Yayin, because there wasn't an umdana, the other thing Yayin, that you won't go visiting your parents at Pesach, it's not Nogeyadi drinking of wine. But maybe Anachinami drinking of wine is an umdana. Okay, so there's a machlokas we've shown you of how to see this last part of the Mishnah. Is it unique in that it's stama? Or basically the whole Mishnah is mental halacha. They're trying to push a guy into marrying his niece, which is a special mitzvah to marry one's niece. And it says, "Az tikrav Hashem ya'alem." It's a really good thing to have, or you're going to need it. Believe me, if you marry your niece. So the guy says, "I'm telling you, konim she nenet le'olam. I don't want to have anything to do with her." Or megareshet ishto. So you don't really mean to create an Isser Hanoah. What you mean is you don't want to have that type of relationship with her. So then, all you're talking about is intimacy. I wouldn't want to be intimate with her, is what you're saying. But what does that have to do with it? You think the guy really means create Isser Hanoah? Hayim Misarev. And the guy says, "Konim leveitcha shani nichnas. I wouldn't drink tipat sonen shani toim lecha." Doesn't mean literally I can't have a cup of water. It's mutar lekanes leveitav l'shtot bimenot sonen. Lo nitkaven ze ela l'shum achila v'shtia mamash. And you'd be sitting there and having a suda. So this is a continuation, really, of the very opening of the suda, which is the Arba Nedarim, in which we understand that there are nidre ziruzin, which are meant to mean something in context where a person exaggerates tremendously. Right? So we have four definitions of situations in which we can view a neder as a gross exaggeration. There we raise the question about how about if you detail it, that we brought a riot from here. Even if you detail it, tipat sonen, even one drop of water, even that doesn't change it from the class of Nedarim that are viewed as just a way of negotiations or a way of stating something in a very exaggerated fashion. He's divorcing her. So but what he's saying is, what he's saying is that the type of divorces they had then weren't our divorces, you know. All he means is, "I don't want to be sleeping with this lady ever again." So he's asking her a neder, but he's not. Doesn't mean, you know, anytime she shows up, I'm going to go to court. That type of issue. Obviously, again, it depends on the context, like everything else in the dark. Hadron aloch konim yayin. Frankton. Rabbi Eliezer omer. Potchim la'adam bechvod avi v'imo. V'chachamim osrim. So you tell a person, and this is a general thing you could say, you tell a person, you know, when a guy goes around making nedarim, he could have the finest parents in the world. But what do they say when a kid doesn't act correctly? So yeah, he must have picked it up at a home. So they call him, very unfairly, you know, a ben zona, basically. Risha bar risha. Doesn't matter what kind of tzaddik his father is, if this is the kind of person he is, it's a reflection on your parents. Do you want to be reflect on your parents like that? And if the guy says no, so then it's a good petach. V'chachamim osri. Omar Rabbi Tzadok. Ad shepotchim lo b'chvod aviv v'imo yivtchu lo b'chvod ha'makom. Why can't we say to the guy, if you're going to accept that type of petach, why can't we say to the guy that, you know, if you would have known that the use of a neder is a violation of the Kedushas Hashem, you're using your way of looking at things and trying to enforce it al piteira, and the Sifri says that's that's as if you utilize the shame of the melech for your own personal usage. Wouldn't you have been more zohir? And the guy will say, yeah, so you'll be mad to the nether in Kenein Adorim. You might as well throw Adorim out, because everybody is going to say that. Now there's another girsa here, which Baniya undoubtedly wanted to yell about, which is Amru lo imken ein nedarim. So according to that, Rabbi Tzadok is saying, really, let us be poteach before the makor. We have a more general petach, which is no, there's a nafkamina. The nafkamina is that if you're going to use kvod hamakom, so then every single possible neder will be included in that, and therefore there's no point in making ataras nedarim. We would be mevatel the whole halacha of nedarim. Masha'en came when it comes to the kvod aviv v'chvod imo. There's plenty of nedarim that are not included. in that, maybe a small nether, maybe that, those are issues that the Ron will bring up later that we'll talk about. So a type of nether that doesn't reflect Alavi Baal Ima. You know, the guy, Ms. Makabo, Tainas Divu or something. Right? So over there, in Afinami, if you'll tell him, maybe issues of Kvod HaMakom, that would be overall. But again, that we'll discuss in the Gemara. Umodim Chachamim L'Reb Eliezer, and the Chachamim Remeda, that you can certainly use Kvod Aviv Kvod Imo in a Dover Shebein Olavein Aviv Imo, careful, Kvod Aviv Imo. Let's say you were neither not to give, allow your parents to be nene from you, or vice versa. You tell somebody, look, you should know that these kind of things get around. People talk about the breakdown in the relationship, and they make fun of you, and the whole family, and would you do it under those circumstances? Also, over there, that we agree is a reasonable bet. Another very important machloket is the gabi nolat. V'yod amar Rabbi Eliezer, potchim benolat. You can utilize something that happens that wasn't known at the time, but happened later to be poteach neder. For chachamim osri ketzad. What do we mean by nolat? Omar konim she'eni ne'ene le'ishplon. A guy asks himself on a note to a certain person, and now this person becomes a sofer. Oh, shaya mesiyat beno, or he's going making a big wedding, and the whole town's going to be in this wedding, and he's the only guy that's not going to be at the wedding. So he says, oh God, if I would have known that he was going to be the sofer, that he was going to make a wedding, I never would have made a neder. So she would not say sofer, shaya mesiyat beno bekarov, there was going to be a wedding sometime soon. Lo ayinti, you know, there. Or a guy says, Kodim l'bayit zesh ani nichnas. And it ends up becoming a shul. Menasa bet ha-knesset. And he asks himself for coming into that house. I mean, lo ayinti yodea shuhu naaseh bet ha-knesset. Lo ayinti no there. So all of this is no lad. Rabbi Eliezer matir, even though it's no lad. Ve'chachamim osrim. All right, we're going to obviously have to see what type of things are considered to be no lad. Are they arguing about something that's mutzui, that's reasonable, or only about things that are unreasonable, even about things that are unreasonable? So when you say ein nedarim, my ein nedarim, what exactly do you mean? Omer Abaya, I mean in kein ein nedarim nitarim yafeh. I don't mean there won't be such thing as nedarim. I'm just saying, the Mishnah, that if you allow a person to be poteach bechvod hamakom, you think a guy is going to tell you, yes, I don't care about kvod hamakom. So even if it wouldn't be true, he's going to say, yes, it's true. He's going to say, yes, you're right. If I would have realized that it reflects on the Kvod Shamayim, I certainly wouldn't have done it. Because what kind of idiot's going to say, I don't care about Kvod Shamayim? So therefore, it turns out that we're going to be giving now heter for nedarim that really are not properly nitar, because the guy is not telling us the truth. And therefore, we can't allow an opening of that kind. That's the pshat. In Ein Nedarim. Rava says, no, it means Ein Nedarim. People will not view Nedarim seriously. Because why go to a Chacham, since every Neder has a standard opening? So the guy asks himself, was I thinking about Kvod HaMakom? No. Ah, so the whole thing was a Ta'ut. The past 10 times I've gone to a Chacham, that's what he asked me. You know, so I didn't remember. So therefore I won't even go to be shayel, because this includes everything. The Ron points out that we've had questions about mitzvahs, quote, of a mitzvah, we are poteach. So that, yes, and that we're going to see later on. Let's say in a case where a guy asks somebody else, and so we ask him, if you would have realized you're being over on a lav d'oraisa, lotislech achicha bilvavecha, would you have done it? There a person, one mitzvah, he's willing to say that I'm a no good nick. But to talk about Kvod Shamayim, the Etzem, that he would lie. And so the Ron is bechalak between the two cases. Okay, I suppose we've gone a bit ahead. Because we don't like to be done.
Yeah, but you already did.
Yeah, I would. Kenem yayin sheni toim l'shana. Surba ubi ibura. Ad rosh adar harishon. Ad sof adar harishon. Alma stoma da adar dekam harishon. Usud leime mat ditin reviyudi. Netanya adar harishon kotim. Ad harishon. Adar shadeh kotiv stam. Tiv rabi mir. Rabbi Yudomir adar harishon kotiv stam. Adar sheni kotiv adar tinyanin. Om Rabbi Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir, Hodi Yada, Dema Abra Shata, Vada Lo Yada.
V'atanya. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar means Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Barat, imay, tashanamu, barat. That's insane, right? Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Hashini. What are you trying to tell me? That the Reish is talking about an Adar Rishon in a year that's not Mu'beret? So obviously, Shema Amina, Ha'ad Pshita Leidema Ad Rosh Atav Adelo Yada. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koinim Yayin She'ini Toim Ad Shia Pesach. Nonetheless, lo nitkaven zela ad Leil HaPesach. Ad Sha'ah She'derek Bnei Adam Lishtot Yayin. Omer Koinim Basar She'ini Toim Ad Sheyehe Atzom. Even though normally that means afterwards. In this case, Eino Aserela Ad Leil Atzom, because clearly Lesholonit Kavin Zela Ad Sha'ah She'derek Bnei Adam Lechol Basar. Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer, I want to add, konim shum shani toim, ach tehei Shabbat, even though normally that means till after Shabbat, eno aser lad lele Shabbat, shlo nitkavim ze, elo ad sha'a shederach b'nei adam leecho shum. Home lechavero konim she'ini nehene lecha, imen ata ba venotel lebanecha kurin chad shechiti v'shtei chaviyot shal yayin. Harei ze yachol lafret nido shlo api chacham, v'yomar lo, kum umar telem le kvodi, zeu kvodi. Chen home lechavero, קונים שאדננת לי אימן אתה בא ונותן לבני קור שרפית ושתי חוויות של יין. ומר אומר, אסור עד שייתן. וחכמים אומרים, אף זה יכול להפרט נדוש לא הפי חכם. ויאמר לו, אוקיי, אוקיי, הרי אני כאילו התקבלתי. היה מסרב בו לסד בת אחותו, ואמר קונים שהיא נהנית לי לעולם. וכן המגרש את אשתו, ואומר, קונים אשתי נהנית לי לעולם. הרי לא בתורות להנות לו, שלא נתכוון זה, literally הנאה, לא לשום אישות. היה מסרב בחברו שיוכל אצלו. אומר, קודם לביתך שאני נכנס, טיפת צונן שאני טועם לך. Obviously, again, contextually, מותר להיכנס לביתו ולשתות ממנו צונן. שלא נתכוון זה לא לשום אכילה ושתייה. רב אליעזר אומר, פותחים לאדם בכבוד אבי ואמו, וחכמים אוסרים. אומר רבי צדוק, עד שפותחים לו בכבוד אבי ואמו, יפתחו לו בכבוד המקום, אם כן אין הדורי. ומודים חכם אלו רב אליעזר בדבר שבינו לבין אבי ואמו, שפותחים לו בכבוד אבי ואמו. ועוד אמר רב אליעזר, פותחים בנולד, וחכמים אוסרים, כיצד? אמר, קונים שאני נהנה לאיש פלוני, ונעשה סופר, או שהיה מסיא את בנו. ואמר, הוא, אילו הייתי יודע שנעשה סופר, או שהוא מסיא את בנו בקרוב, לא הייתי נודע. קונים לבית זה שאני נכנס, ונעשה בית הכנסת. אמר, אילו הייתי יודע שנעשה בית הכנסת, לא הייתי נודע. רב אליעזר מתיר וחכמים אוסרים. מאי אם כן אין נדרים? אמר אביי, אם כן אין נדרים, נתרים יפה, because people will lie. ורב אמר, no, it means literally there won't be נדרים. אם כן אין נדרים, because אין נדרים נשאלים לחכם, and everyone will be matter themselves immediately. Okay, we'll go over some of the implications.